Aaron, I need to make sure that I ask you about your interview with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. I covered that Cowboys game as well this past weekend, and you do a phenomenal
job.
I did here at WTOP. I'm a sports anchor, but today I liked how you called Dak out about rolling his eyes, but I guess they're...
But not in a bad way. I just did it because, I mean, I have a great relationship with those two. I love them so much, but It was his first reaction. He walked up to me and he just kind of rolled his eyes. And I said, "You just won your first playoff game. What?" because that was the last reaction. And I look, they only won by 2 points, and it was a hard fought game on their end. I think he was just like, "Oh my God, you know, finally the monkey off the back, and we got it." And that was an easy win. And it was cool. Cool moment. I love those guys.
Aaron, so I wanted to ask you and Dr. Shepard, and Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here on WTOP. Aaron, for those who don't know, you're a survivor of cervical cancer. How did you find out you had it, and how are you doing now?
I found out just having a regular exam, and I'm really good about going in. It was my annual exam, and I'm doing well. I'm doing really well.
That's great. Now, something that I was doing a little bit of research on, that the FDA approved a new HPV vaccine, and that is something that I guess correlates with cervical cancer. So, Dr. Shepard, talk about that a little bit. Do you know about this vaccine, and has it been found that it is going to be something that somebody should consider for their daughter?
Absolutely. And son. So I'm so glad that you brought that up for two reasons. One, the very hot topic when the HPV vaccine came out, what that conversation would be. But what we have been able to see in the last few years is that we have seen actual decrease in cervical cancer rates. So it has proven that it decreases cervical cancer rates, but now we know that there's a vaccine also for young males. So, the real thing to basically, if we wanted to eradicate this disease or decrease the causes or the incidence of cervical cancer, is to eliminate HPV. So that's why it's so important for women to go and get their PAP starting at the age of 21, but also PAP and HPV testing in between the ages of 30 and 65. And that's so important because if we can decrease the amount of exposure to HPV, when we're going to see a decrease in cervical cancer for sure.
So for both of you, advice that you would have for men and women out there as far as preparing and getting annual exams?
Yeah, when they go for annual exams, not being afraid to ask questions. I think Erin and I, just from her experience and what I've learned from her, is being comfortable with your doctor. But she also, if you hear her story, she had it part of her routine. She went to the doctor every year. So that's why she was able to be detected early, even though it was news that was very shocking to her and obviously very unfortunate news. She was able to have cervical cancer that was detected early, which was allowed her to get it treated and now cured. So I hope that her story is something that can move some women and men who are listening today so that they can pick up the phone, get a scheduled annual exam, or maybe a male calling the loved woman in his life and saying, "Hey, have you had your annual PAP this year?"
Aaron, as far as your schedule, obviously crazy. Dancing with the Stars, you cover the premier games in the NFL every Sunday. Did this diagnosis and just the treatments from it really affect your schedule, or did you just kind of have to keep trucking on with the treatments and some tired days, but hey, you kept it rolling?
Yeah, I mean, really the only way I was, in my mind, I wasn't going to miss any work. I mean, 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with this, we had the Super Bowl, so I was just on a mission not to kind of let this sideline me, and it was really my escape from the whole thing, was just to work. It was difficult. I mean, I had two surgeries in the season. It wasn't the most comfortable thing. I'm not flying, charter by any means, so making two flights to Green Bay, a red eye, and then a connection when you just found out you need another surgery and you're already, recovering from your first one wasn't the best, but we got through it. And thankfully, with my family and my friends, they were a ton of support. And yeah, football gave me the normalcy that I needed to kind of deal with the whole thing.
So, Aaron, you know, I'm a sports anchor here trying to make it, and you are the pinnacle of what we're all trying to go for here. So I've got to ask the question.
Thank you. That's
right. Yeah, just as far as, like, advice you have, and maybe I'm asking this selfishly, for somebody like me who's trying to make it to the next level, television, or anybody out there who've got podcasts, they want to make it in media, what would you say a suggestion is or some life advice to?
I mean, gosh, I don't know. I would just say, you know, one thing my dad used to be on me about is when I would meet people at networks or when I would meet people at a team or anything like that, just continue to kind of hound them, send them an email. I was like, Dad, I just emailed him last week. He's like, great, email him again. Mm-hmm. Got to stay fresh in their mind. You know, our industry, there are so many people competing for such a small number of jobs. And I know me, my email gets so bogged down with, like, you know, I've got 50 emails right now from the Dallas Cowboys of stats and stuff. And if somebody needs something from me, like, they need to keep hounding me. So my dad, who's also in the media, has, like, told me, you know, people in the media, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. Just keep hounding them. Keep hounding them. Stay fresh in their mind. So if a job comes up, they said, oh, I just heard from Aaron Andrews or I just heard from so-and-so. So that would be my one piece of advice.